Excuse me. There will be plenty of time for questions later. I'm Captain John Harriman, and I'd like to welcome you all aboard.
It's our pleasure.
I just want you to know how excited we all are to have a group of living legends with us on our maiden voyage. I remember reading about your missions when I was in grade school.
Oh, really?
Well, may we have a look around?
Please, please.
Demora!
Excuse me, Captain. This is the first Starship Enterprise in 30 years without James T. Kirk in command. How do you feel about that, sir?
Oh, just fine. I'm glad to be here to send her on her way.
And what have you been doing since you retired?
Keeping busy.
Captain Kirk, just a few more questions,
why don't we give
sir?
The captain a chance to look around first? We can certainly run.
Kicked even. Excuse me. I'd like you to meet the helmsman of the Enterprise B.
Demora?
Ensign Demora Sulu.
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir. My father's told me some interesting stories about you.
Your father is a Carl Sulu?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you've met her before, but she was...
It wasn't that long ago. It couldn't have been more than...
12 years, sir.
12 years.
Absolutely.
Incredible. Congratulations, Ensign. It wouldn't be the Enterprise without a Sulu at the helm.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sure Hikaru must be very proud of you.
I hope so.
I was never that young.
No? You were younger.
Damn fine ship, if you ask me.
Scotty, it absolutely is.
What would that be, sir?
Sulu, when did he find time for a family?
Well, like you always say, if something's important, you make the time. Ah, so that's why you seem so restless. Finding retirement a little lonely, are we?
You know, I'm glad you're an engineer. With tact like that, you'd make a lousy psychiatrist.
Excuse me, gentlemen, if you'll take your seats.
Yes, of course.
Prepare to leave space dock. Aft thrusters ahead 1/4, port and starboard at station keeping. Captain Kirk.
Yes?
I'd be honored if you'd give the order to get underway.
Oh, thank you very much.
Please, sir.
No.
Please, I insist.
Take us out. Wait, good sir.
Brought a tear to me, I...
Oh, be quiet.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, now that you've seen the rest of the ship, how does it feel to be back?
Well, fine.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've just cleared the asteroid belt. Our course today will take us out beyond Pluto and then back to space dock. Just a quick run around the block.
Captain, will there be time to conduct any tests on the warp drive system?
We're picking up a distress call, Captain.
On speakers.
This is the transport ship Lacool. We're caught in some energy distortion. Two ships in our convoy. Trapped. The severe gravimetric distortion. We can't break free. We need help. It's tearing us apart. This is a trap.
The Lacool is one of two ships transporting Alorian refugees to Earth.
Ensign Sulu, can you locate them?
The ships are bearing at 310 Mark 215. Distance, 3 light years.
Signal the closest starship. We're in no condition to mount a rescue. We don't even have a full crew aboard.
We're the only one in range, sir.
Well, then, I guess it's up to us. Helm, lay in an intercept course and engage at maximum warp.
Aye, sir.
Captain, is there something wrong with your chair?
We're within visual range of the energy distortion, Captain.
On screen.
What the hell is that?
I've located the transport ships. Their hulls are starting to buckle under the stress. They won't survive much longer.
We're encountering severe gravimetric distortion from the energy ribbon, Captain.
We'll have to keep our distance. We don't want to get pulled in too.
Tractor beam. Tractor beam.
We don't have a tractor beam.
You left space dock without a tractor beam.
It won't be installed until Tuesday. Ensign Sulu. Try generating a subspace field around the ships. That might break them free.
There's too much quantum interference, Captain.
What about venting plasma from the warp nacelles? That might disrupt the ribbon's hold on the ships.
Aye, sir. Releasing drive plasma.
It's not having any effect, sir. I think,
sir,
the ribbon's hold...
Sir, the starboard vessel's hull is collapsing.
How many people were on that ship?
265.
Sir, the Lacool's hull integrity is down to 12%.
Captain Kirk, I would appreciate any suggestions you might have.
First, move us within transporter range. Beam those people aboard the Enterprise.
What about the gravimetric distortions? They'll tear us apart.
Risk is part of the game. You want to sit in that chair.
Helm, close to within transporter range.
Second, turn that damn thing off.
We're within range, sir.
Beam them directly to sickbay.
Aye, sir. How big is your medical staff?
The medical staff? Doesn't arrive till Tuesday.
Who would they be, tell no? You and you, you'll just become nurses. Let's go.
Main engineering reports fluctuations in the war plasma relay.
Sir, I'm having trouble locking onto them. They appear to be in some sort of temporal flux.
Scott. What the hell? Their life signs are phasing in and out of our space-time continuum.
Phasing to where?
Sir, their hull's collapsing. Beam them out of there, Scott.
Transport complete. I got 47 out of 150.
Come over here.
There's just no way to disrupt a gravimetric field of this magnitude.
Hull integrity at 82%.
But I do have a theory.
I thought you might.
An antimatter discharge directly ahead might disrupt the field long enough for us to break away.
Photon torpedoes.
Aye.
We're losing main power.
Load torpedo bay. Prepare to fire. My command.
Captain, we don't have any torpedoes.
Don't tell me. Tuesday.
Hull integrity at 40%.
Captain, it may be possible to simulate a torpedo blast using a resonance burst from the main deflector dish.
Where are the deflector relays?
Deck 15, section 21 Alpha.
I'll go. You have the bridge.
Wait. Your place is on the bridge of your ship. I'll take care of it. Scotty, keep things together till I get back.
I always do.
Starboard nacelle. We've also got a hull breach in the engineering section. Emergency force fields in place and holding.
Where?
Sections 20 through 28. On decks 13, 14, and 15.
Bridge to Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk, please respond. Chekhov, meet me on deck 15.
Is anyone in here?
Aye.
they would come. Are you prepared to face the charges?
Answer him.
I am prepared.
We, the officers and crew of the USS Enterprise, being of sound mind and judgment, hereby make the following charges against Lieutenant Worf. One, that he did knowingly and willfully perform above and beyond the call of duty on countless occasions. Two, most seriously, that he has earned the admiration and respect of the entire crew.
Mr. Worf, I hereby promote you to the rank of Lieutenant Commander with all the rights and privileges thereto. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Congratulations, Mr. Worf.
Thank you, sir.
Extend the plank! Lower the badge of office.
They'll never make it. No one ever has.
One thing I've learned over the years is never to underestimate a Klingon.
Computer, remove the plank!
Number one, that's retract plank, not remove plank.
Of course, sir. Sorry!
Doctor, I must confess I am uncertain as to why someone falling into freezing water is amusing.
Oh, it's all in good fun, David.
Fun?
Fun.
I do not understand.
You've got to get into the spirit of things. Learn to be spontaneous. Live in the moment. Do something unexpected. Get it?
Got it. Was not funny.
All hands make sail. Seagandals and courses. Stand by the braces.
Well. Just imagine what it was like. No engines, no computers. Just the wind and the sea. The stars to guide you. Bad food, brutal discipline. No women.
Bridge to Captain Picard.
Got him.
There's a personal message for you from Earth.
Put it through down here. The best thing about life at sea, Will, was that no one could reach you. This was freedom, Will. Computer arch. Look alive there.
Yes, I'm fine. Excuse me.
computer exit. Mr. LaForge, set royals at stunsel.
What's a stunsel, sir?
See that last yardarm? Just above that...
Bridge to holodeck 3.
Riker here.
We're picking up a distress call from the Amargosa Observatory, sir. They say they're under attack.
Red alert! All hands to battle stations, Captain Picard, to the bridge!
Looks like we're too late.
There are no other ships in the system.
Captain, we're approaching Amargosa. Looks like the observatory took quite a beating.
Survivors?
Sensors show 5 life signs aboard the station, Captain.
The station's complement was 19.
Stand down from red alert. Number one. Will you begin an investigation? I'll be in my ready room.
Sir?
Make it so.
I thought you
just do it!
Mr. Worf?
Aye, sir.
Mr. Worf, you're with me.
These blast patterns are consistent with a Type 3 disruptor.
Great. That narrows it down to Romulan, Breen, Klingon. Riker from the Starship Enterprise.
Saren. Dr. Tolian Saren.
Who attacked you, Doctor?
I don't know. It all happened so fast.
Commander! Better take a look at this.
Possessed you to push her in the water in the first place.
I was attempting to get into the spirit of things. I thought it would be amusing. Spot. Is she still angry?
I'd stay out of sickbay for a couple of days if I were you. Data, you're not actually thinking about using that thing, are you?
I have considered it for many months. And in light of my recent episode with Dr. Crusher, now may be the appropriate time.
Thought you were worried about it overloading your neural net.
That is true. However, I believe my growth as an artificial life form has reached an impasse. For 34 years, I have endeavored to become more human. Grow beyond my original programming. Still, I am unable to grasp such a basic concept as humor. This emotion chip may be the only answer.
Listen, the first sign of trouble, I'm going to deactivate it. Agreed?
Agreed.
We found two dead Romulans on the station. We're analyzing their equipment to see if we can determine what ship they came from.
And there's still no indication of why they attacked the station.
They practically tore the place apart. Accessed the central computer. Turned the cargo bay inside out. Obviously, they were looking for something.
This could signify a new Romulan threat in this sector. Inform Starfleet Command.
You want me to contact Starfleet?
Is there a problem?
No, sir. There was something else, Captain. One of the scientists at Dr. Sorin insisted on speaking with you. I told him you were very busy. He said it was absolutely imperative that he speak with you right away.
Understood. That'll be all.
Sir, is there anything...
No, thank you.
Gentlemen, something new from Focus 3?
What? I believe this beverage has produced an emotional response.
Really? What are you feeling?
I am uncertain. Because I have had little experience with emotion, I am unable to articulate the sensation.
Emotion?
I'll explain later.
Ooh! Well, it looks like he hates it.
Yes. That is it. I hate this!
Data, I think the chip is working.
Oh, yes! I hate this! It is revolting!
More?
Please.
Sorin from the observatory. Dr. Sorin.
Yes. Ah, yes, Captain. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
I understand there's something urgent you wish to discuss with me.
Yes. I must return to the observatory immediately. I must continue a critical experiment I've been running on the Amargosa star.
We're still conducting our investigation into the attack. As soon as that is complete, then I will allow you and your colleagues to return. But until then, there's nothing I can do.
Timing is very important in my experiment. If it's not completed in the next 12 hours, years of research will be lost.
We're doing the best we can. If you'll excuse me.
They say time is the fire in which we burn. Right now, Captain, my time is running out. We leave so many things unfinished in our lives. I know you understand.
I'll see what I can do.
Analyzed the Romulans' tricorder. They were scanning for signature particles of a compound called trilithium.
Trilithium?
Yes, an experimental compound the Romulans have been working on. Trilithium is a nuclear inhibitor. In theory, it could stop all fusion within a star. However, the Romulans never found a way to stabilize it.
Why would they look for it on a Federation observatory? That doesn't make any sense.
I do not know.
Have Geordi and Data go over to the next away team. Tell them to scan the observatory for trilithium.
Aye, sir.
Well, there's no sign of any trilithium over here.
I get it!
You get what?
When you said to Commander Riker, the clown can stay, but the Ferengi in the gorilla suit has to go.
What are you talking about?
During the Farpoint mission, we were on the bridge, you told a joke, that was the punchline.
Farpoint? Data, that was 7 years ago.
I know. I just got it. Very funny.
Wait a minute. There's a door hidden right behind you. I can see the separation with my visor.
There appears to be a dampening field in operation. I cannot scan beyond the bulkhead.
There doesn't seem to be a control panel or an access port.
It appears to be magnetically sealed. I believe I can reverse the polarity by attenuating my axial servo.
Open sesame!
You could say, I have a magnetic personality.
Humor! I love it!
Data, come take a look at this, will you? You ever seen a solar probe with this kind of configuration?
No, Geordi, I have not. Have you?
No, I have not. It is most unusual.
Mr. Tricorder.
Just see if you can help me get these panels open, will you?
Make it so.
Whoa. Visor's picking up something in the theta band. It could be a trilithium signature. Data, we don't have time for this.
I cannot help myself. I think something is wrong.
Data? Data, are you all right?
I believe the emotion chip has overloaded my positronic relay.
We better get you back to the ship. The Force Enterprise. The Forge to Enterprise.
Gentlemen, is there a problem?
Dr. Soren. Yeah. There seems to be some sort of dampening field in here. It's blocking our comm signal. Can you shut it off for us?
Of course. I'd be only too happy to.
Yes, come.
Yes, Counselor.
Is there something I can do for you?
Actually, I'm here to see if there's anything I can do for you.
Oh, it's just family matters. You never met my brother and his wife, did you?
No.
Robert. So opinionated. So pompous and arrogant. He always had to have the last word. But he mellowed a little bit in the last few years. I was going to get together with them all next month on Earth. I thought we'd go to San Francisco. Renee's always wanted to see Starfleet Academy.
Renee? Oh, your nephew.
Yeah, he's so unlike his father. He's a dreamer, imaginative. So very gentle.
What's happened?
Robert and Renee, they're burned to death in a fire.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, it's all right. These things happen.
Captain, it's not all right.
I can't help thinking about all the experiences that Renee's not going to have about going to the academy. Reading books and listening to music. Falling in love. Building a life. Well, it's not going to happen now.
I didn't realize he meant so much to you.
I had come to feel that Renee was as close as I would get to having a child of my own.
Your family history is very important to you, isn't it?
What? Oh. Being a small child, I can remember being told about the family line. The Picard who fought at Trafalgar. The Picard who won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry. The Picards who settled the first Martian colonies. And when Robert married and he had his son,
you felt it was no longer your responsibility to carry on the family line.
Right. Yes, that's it exactly. You know, Counselor, recently I'd become very much aware that there were fewer days ahead than there are behind. But I took some comfort from the fact that the family would go on. But now there'll be no more Picards.
Report. A quantum implosion has occurred within the Amargosa star. All nuclear fusion is breaking down.
How is that possible?
Sensor records show the observatory launched a solar probe into the sun a few moments ago.
The star is going to collapse in a matter of minutes.
Sir, the implosion has produced a level 12 shockwave.
That'll destroy everything in this system.
Transporter room to bridge. I can't locate Commander LaForge or Mr. Data, sir.
Have they come back to the ship?
No, sir. They are not on board.
How long before the shockwave hits the observatory?
4 minutes, 40 seconds.
Number one.
Mr. Warp?
Aye, sir.
Sora, transmit your coordinates.
Thank you.
he doing?
Enterprise to Commander Riker. You have 2 minutes left.
You hear that, Thorin? We got a level 12 shockwave coming in. We gotta get out of here!
Sir, a Klingon bird of prey is decloaking off the port bow.
What?
Data, see if you can get to Geordi.
I cannot,
sir.
Prepare for transport.
Commander Riker's team is aboard, sir.
Helm, warp one, engage!
Done it, Soren. Wait!
Wait.
I hope for your sake. You are initiating a mating ritual.
You got careless. The Romulans came looking for their missing trilithium.
Impossible. We left no survivors on their outpost.
They knew it was on the observatory. If the Enterprise hadn't intervened, they would have found it.
They didn't find it.
And now we have a weapon of unlimited power.
No, Lursa. I have the weapon. And if you ever want me to give it to you, I would advise you to be a little more careful in the future.
Perhaps we are tired of waiting.
Without my research, the trilithium is worthless. As are your plans to reconquer the Klingon Empire. Set course for the Viridian system. Maximum warp.
Bosh Toja. Viridian.
No.
He's an Elorian. Over 300 years old. He lost his entire family when the Borg destroyed his planet. Soren escaped with a handful of other refugees aboard a ship called the Lakul. That ship was later destroyed by some kind of energy ribbon. But Soren and 46 others were rescued by the Enterprise B.
That was a mission where James Kirk was killed.
I checked the passenger manifest of the Lakul. Guess who else was on board?
Soren is a name I haven't heard for a long time.
You remember him?
Yes.
Guinan, it is very important that you tell me everything that you know. We think that Soren has developed a weapon. A terrible weapon. One that might even give him enough power to destroy
him. Soren doesn't care about weapons or power. He just cares about getting back to the Nexus.
What's the Nexus?
The energy ribbon that destroyed that ship was not just some random phenomena traveling through the universe. It's a doorway to another place that we call the Nexus. And it's a place I've tried very, very hard to forget.
What happened to you?
It was like being inside Joy. As if Joy was something tangible and you could wrap yourself up in it like a blanket. And never in my entire life have I ever been as content.
And then you were beamed away from there.
Pulled. Ripped. None of us wanted to go. And I would have done anything, anything, to get back there. And once I realized that wasn't possible, I learned to live with that.
What about Saren?
If he's still obsessed, he could be a very, very dangerous man.
Why would he destroy a star? Thank you, Ganon.
If you go, you're not going to care about anything. Not the ship, not Soren, not me, nothing. All you'll want is to stay in the Nexus. And you're not going to want to come back.
This is a remarkable piece of equipment.
Glad you approve.
It's not very stylish, though, is it? Have you ever considered a prosthesis that would make you look a little more, more normal?
What's normal?
What's normal? Well, that's a good question. Normal is what everyone else is, and you are not.
Can we just get down to it, please?
What do you want? As you may or may not be aware, I am an El-Orian. Some people call us a race of listeners. We listen. Right now, Mr. LaForge, you have my complete attention. I want to listen to everything you know about Trilithium.
Captain's log, stardate 48632.4. Dr. Crusher has informed me that Data's emotion chip has been fused into his neural net and cannot be removed. However, she believes he is fit for duty, so I've asked him to join me in stellar cartography.
According to our information, the ribbon is a conflux of temporal energy which travels through this galaxy every 39.1 years. It will pass through this sector in approximately 42 hours.
Yes. Guinan was right. She said that Sodom was trying to get back to the ribbon. Now, if that's true, there has to be some connection with the Amagosa star. Data, give me a list of anything that was affected by the star's destruction, no matter how insignificant. Data?
Sorry, sir. It will take the computer a few moments to compile the information.
Data. You all right?
No, sir. I am finding it difficult to concentrate. I believe I am overwhelmed with feelings of remorse and regret concerning my actions on the observatory.
What do you mean?
I wanted to save Geordi. But I experienced something I did not expect. Fear. I was afraid. According to our current information, the destruction of the Amargosa star has had the following effects in this sector. Gamma emissions have increased by 0.05%. The starship Bozeman was forced to make a course correction. Ambient magnetic fields...
Wait. The Bozeman. Why would it make a course correction?
The destruction of the Amargosa star has altered the gravitational forces throughout this sector. As a result, any ship passing through this region would have to make a minor course correction.
A minor course correction? Where's the ribbon now?
This is its current position.
Can you project its course?
Captain. I cannot continue with this investigation. I wish to be deactivated until Dr. Crusher can remove the emotion chip.
Are you having some kind of malfunction?
No, sir. I simply
do not have the ability to control these emotions.
Data, I have nothing but sympathy for what you are feeling. But right now, I need you to...
Sir, I no longer want these emotions. Deactivating me is the only viable solution.
Part of having feelings is learning to integrate them into your life, Data. Learning to live with them.
No matter
Sir,
what the circumstances...
I cannot.
You will not be deactivated. You're an officer on board this ship, and I require you to perform your duty. That is an order, Commander.
Yes, sir. I'll try, sir.
Sometimes it takes courage to try to. And courage can be an emotion, too. Now, can you project the course of the ribbon?
I believe so.
Enhance grid 9A. Where was the Amargosa star? Now, you said that when the Amargosa star was destroyed, it affected the gravitational forces in this sector. Now, did the computer take that into account when it projected the course of the ribbon?
No, sir. I will make the appropriate adjustments.
That's what Sauron's doing. He's changing the course of the ribbon. But why? Why would he try to change its path? Why doesn't he just fly into it with a ship?
Our records show that every ship which has approached the ribbon has either been destroyed or severely damaged.
He can't get to the ribbon, so he's trying to make the ribbon come to him. Data, does it pass near to any M-class planets?
Yes, sir. There are two in the Viridian system.
Well, it gets close to Viridian 3, but not close enough. Data, what would happen to the ribbon's course if Sauron destroyed the Viridian star itself? That's where he's going.
It should be noted, sir, that the collapse of the Viridian star would produce a shockwave similar to the one we observed at Amargosa.
Destroying all the planets in this system.
Viridian 3 is uninhabited. However, Viridian 4 supports a pre-industrial humanoid society.
Population?
230 million, sir.
Got the grid.
Warp here, sir.
Set a course for the Viridian system. Maximum warp.
Did you get anything from the human?
No. His heart just wasn't in it.
We have entered orbit of Viridian 3.
Prepare to transport me to the surface.
Wait! When do we get our payment?
Contains all the information you'll need to make a Trilithian weapon. It's been coded. Once I'm safely to the surface, I'll transmit the decryption sequence to you. Not before.
Mistress, a Federation starship is entering the system.
What? On viewer.
They're hailing us.
We're still cloaked. They can't see us.
Klingon vessel. We know what you're doing, and we will destroy any probe launched toward the Viridian star. We demand that you return our chief engineer and leave this system immediately.
There's no time for this. Eliminate them.
That is a galaxy-class starship. We are no match for them.
I think it's time we gave Mr. LaForge his sight back.
Maybe they're not out there.
They're just trying to decide if a 20-year-old Klingon bird of prey can be a match for the Federation flagship.
Perhaps they're on the surface.
Sir, according to my calculations, a solar probe launched from either the Klingon ship or the planet's surface will take 11 seconds to reach the sun. However, since we do not have an exact point of origin, it will take us between 8 and 15 seconds to lock our weapons onto it.
It's a pretty big margin of error.
Much too big. Mr. Data, how long before the ribbon arrives?
Approximately 47 minutes, sir.
We have got to find some way to get to Solon.
Klingon vessel decloaking directly ahead, sir. They are hailing. On screen.
Captain, what an unexpected pleasure.
Lursor, it is very important that I speak with Solon.
I'm afraid the doctor is no longer aboard our ship.
Then I will beam to his location.
The doctor values his privacy. He would be quite upset if an armed away team interrupted him.
Then I will beam to your ship and you can transport me to Solon.
I can't trust them. For all we know, they killed Geordi. They might kill you, too.
We did not harm your engineer. He's been our guest.
Then return him.
In exchange for what?
Me, sir.
Me. I will be your prisoner. But first, you must beam me to the surface so that I can speak with Solon.
The captain would make a much more valuable hostage.
We'll consider it a prisoner exchange.
Agreed. Have Dr. Crusher meet me in transporter room 3. You have the bridge, number 1.
Receiving the coordinates, Captain.
Energize.
Welcome, Captain. You must think I'm quite the madman.
The thought had crossed my mind.
I know why you're here. You're not entirely confident you can shoot down my probe, so you've come to dissuade me from my horrific plan. Good luck. Now, if you'll excuse me, Captain, I'm rather busy.
Solon!
Do be careful, Captain. That's a 50-gigawatt force field. I wouldn't want to see you get hurt.
I have established the link.
Put it on, viewer. It's working. The visor's transmitting.
Let me see. Human females are so repulsive. Mm-hmm.
It's a myocardial degeneration. I've removed the nanoprobe, and I think you're going to be fine. I'll need to run some more tests. I'll let you know.
Thanks, Doc. Data, it's okay. I am sorry I let you down. I have not been behaving like myself lately.
No, Data, you haven't. You've been behaving like a human.
You don't have to do this, Solon. I'm sure we can find another way of getting you into this nexus.
I spent 80 years looking for another way. Believe me, this is the only one.
What you're about to do, Sorin, is no different from when the Borg destroyed your world. They killed millions, too. Including your wife. Your children.
Nice try. You know, there was a time when I wouldn't hurt a fly. Then the Borg came. And they showed me that if there is one constant in this whole universe, it's death. Afterwards, I began to realize it didn't really matter. We're all going to die sometime. It's just a question of how and when. You will too, Captain. Aren't you beginning to feel time gaining on you? It's like a predator. It's stalking you. Oh, you can try and outrun it with doctors, medicines, new technologies. But in the end, time is going to hunt you down and make the kill.
It's our mortality that defines us, Sorin. It's part of the truth of our existence.
What if I told you I found a new truth?
The Nexus?
Time has no meaning there. The Predator has no teeth.
Where is he now?
No. He bathed. Now he's roaming the ship. He must be the only engineer in Starfleet who doesn't go to engineering.
Any luck, Mr. Worf?
No, sir. I still cannot locate the captain.
Data, the sensors can't penetrate the planet's ionosphere. There's too much interference. Can you find a way to scan for life forms?
I would be happy to, sir. I just love scanning for life forms. Life forms.
You tiny little life forms. You precious little life forms. Where are you?
Finally.
Commander, I'd like to run a level 3 diagnostic on the port plasma relays. I think one of the generators is fluctuating.
Fine, Mr. Miller.
Replay from time index 924. Magnify the section and enhance. Ha! Their shields are operating on a modulation of 257.4.
Adjust our torpedo frequency to match
257.4.
To penetrate our shields.
Lock phases and return fire. Deanna, take the helm. Get us out of orbit.
Hull breach on decks 31 to 35.
The Worf. What do we know about that old Klingon ship? Any weaknesses?
Is it a class D-12 bird of prey? They were retired from service because of defective plasma coils.
Plasma coils? Is there any way we can use that to our advantage?
I cannot see how. The plasma coil is part of their cloaking device.
Let's get a stabilizer on that conduit. Reinforce that starboard analog. We need to reroute main power through the secondary couplings.
Data, would a defective plasma coil be susceptible to some sort of ionic pulse?
Perhaps. Yes. Yes. If we sent a low-level ionic pulse, it might reset the coil and trigger the cloaking device.
Excellent idea, sir!
As their cloak begins to engage, their shields will drop.
They'll have 2 seconds of vulnerability, Mr. Data.
Lock on the plasma coil.
No problem!
Our shields are holding!
Fire at
me. Here we are.
Mr. Worf, the
apparent spread of photon torpedoes, we have to hit them the instant they begin to float. I see. We get one shot at this. Target their primary reactor.
I have access to their core frequency. Initiating ionic pulse.
Make it quick.
We are floating!
What?
Our shields are down!
Fire.
Haven't you got anything better to do?
Now you'll have to excuse me, Captain. I have an appointment with Eternity, and I don't want to be late.
gotta get out of here.
That's it, Bridge. We're all out.
1 minute to warp core breach. Begin separation sequence. Full impulse power once we're clear.
Warp core is going critical.
Separation complete.
Engaging impulse engines.
Core breach in progress.
Primary stabilizers offline. Engaging secondary systems.
Report!
Have controls offline!
What is this? Where am I?
Cup of Earl Grey.
That would be perfect.
This one's for you.
Oh, thank you very much, Renee.
Merry Christmas, Uncle.
And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Renee, can you help me with the table?
Renee.
This isn't right. This can't be real.
It's as real as you want it to be.
Kynan. What's going on? Why am I here?
You're in the Nexus.
This is the Nexus.
For you, this is what you wanted.
But I never had a home like this. Not a wife and children. But these are all mine. Kynan, what are you doing here? I thought you were on board the Enterprise.
I am. I'm also here. Think of me as an echo of the person you know. A part of herself she left behind.
But the Enterprise B beamed you up from the Lacoon.
Papa, help me build my castle.
Yes, I will in a few minutes.
Papa, thank you for the doll. She's very beautiful.
These are my children. These are my children.
Of course. Time has no meaning here. So you can go back and see them born, or go forward and see your grandchildren.
Dinner's ready, everyone.
Dinner's ready, Papa.
Can I leave the Nexus?
Where would you go?
I don't understand.
Well, as I said, time has no meaning here. So if you leave, you can go anywhere, anytime.
All right, I know exactly where I want to go. To the mountaintop on Viridian 3, just before Solon destroyed the star. I have to stop him. But I need help. Now, if you were to come back with me, together
we... I can't leave. I'm there already, remember? But I bet I know someone who can. And from his point of view, he just got here, too.
Kirk. James T. Kirk.
Beautiful day.
Yes, it certainly is.
Do you mind?
Oh. Captain, I'm wondering, do you realize...
Hold on a minute. Do you smell something burning?
Somebody was trying to cook some eggs. Come on in. It's all right. It's my house. At least it used to be. I sold it years ago.
I'm Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the starship Enterprise.
The clock. This clock to Bones.
I'm from what you would consider the future, the 24th century. Butler!
Butler? How can you be here? He's been dead 7 years.
Come on, Jim, I'm starving. How long are you going to be rattling around in that kitchen?
Antonia. What are you talking about? The future? This is the past. This is 9 years ago.
We are both of us caught up in some kind of temporal nexus.
Dill.
I beg your pardon?
Dillweed. In the cabin.
Second shelf to the left. Behind the oregano.
How long have you been here?
I don't know. I was aboard the Enterprise B in the deflector control room. And upstairs, remember? Oh, the bulkhead in front of me disappeared, and then I found myself out there just now, chopping wood, right before you walked up. Thanks.
Look, history records that you died saving the Enterprise B from an energy ribbon 80 years ago.
You say this is the 24th century?
Uh-huh.
And I'm dead?
Not exactly. As I said, this is some kind of...
The temporal nexus. Yes, I heard you. Something is missing.
Captain, look. I need your help. I want you to leave the nexus with me. We have to go back to a planet, Viridian 3. We have to stop a man called Sauron from destroying a star. Millions of lives are at stake.
You say history considers me dead. Who am I to argue with history?
You're a Starfleet officer. You have a duty.
I don't need to be lectured by you. I was out saving the galaxy when your grandfather was in diapers. Besides which, I think the galaxy owes me one. Oh, yeah. I was like you once. So worried about duty and obligation, I couldn't see past my own uniform. And what did it get me? An empty house. Not this time. This time I'm going to walk up these stairs, march into that bedroom, and tell Antonia I want to marry her. This time, it's going to be different.
Your bedroom.
No, it's not. Better.
Better?
This is my uncle's barn in Idaho. I took this horse out for a ride. 11 years ago, on a spring day. Like this one, if I'm right. This is the day I met Antonia. this nexus of yours. Very clever. I could start all over again and do things right from day one.
Must have jumped that 50 times. Scared the hell out of me each time. Except this time.
Because it isn't real.
Antonia.
She isn't real either, is she? Nothing here is. Nothing here matters.
You know, maybe this isn't about an empty house. Maybe it's about that empty chair. On the bridge of the Enterprise. Ever since I left Starfleet, I haven't made a difference.
Captain of the Enterprise.
That's right.
Close to retirement?
I'm not planning on it.
Let me tell you something. Don't. Don't let them promote you. Don't let them transfer you. Don't let them do anything that takes you off the bridge of that ship, because while you're there, you can make a difference.
Come back with me. Help me stop Soren. Make a difference again.
Who am I to argue with the captain of the Enterprise? What's the name of that planet? Viridian 3?
Yes.
I take it the odds are against us and the situation is grim.
You could say that.
You know, if Spock were here, he'd say that I was an irrational, illogical human being for taking on a mission like that. Sounds like fun.
Just who the hell are you?
He's James T. Kirk. Don't you read history?
I've got to get to the launcher.
The ribbon will be here in a minute.
I'll take care of Soren.
Actually, I am familiar with history, Captain. And if I'm not too much mistaken, you're dead.
Heading for the launcher.
I changed my mind. Captain's prerogative. Still on the other side.
I'll get it. You go for the launcher.
No, you can never make that by yourself. We have to work together.
We are working together. Trust me.
Good luck, Captain.
Come on, Jim.
Thank you.
get away from that launcher. Now!
Captain's log, stardate 48650.1. Three Starfleet vessels have arrived in orbit and have begun to beam up the Enterprise Surveillant. Our casualties were light, but unfortunately, the Enterprise herself cannot be salvaged.
It has been extremely difficult, Counselor.
Well, then why did you decide not to remove the emulsion ship?
At first, I was unprepared for the unpredictable nature of emotions. However, having experienced 261 distinct emotional states, I believe I have learned to control my feelings. They will no longer control me.
Well, I hope you're successful, Data.
Data, over here I found something. One life sign, very faint.
very happy to see you, Spot.
Another family reunited.
Data, are you all right?
I am uncertain, Counselor. I am happy to see Spot. Yet I am crying. Perhaps the chip is malfunctioning.
I think it's working perfectly.
Hello, Spot.
Is this it?
Yes. Yes. That's it, number one.
Thank you. I'm gonna miss this ship. She went before her time.
Someone once told me that time was a predator that stalked us all our lives. But I rather believe that time is a companion who goes with us on the journey, reminds us to cherish every moment, because it'll never come again. What we leave behind is not as important as how we've lived. After all, Naboan, we're only mortal.
Speak for yourself, sir. I plan to live forever.
I always thought I'd get a shot at this chair one day.
Perhaps you still will. But somehow I doubt that this will be the last ship to carry the name Enterprise. Got a Farragut. Two to beam up.